From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar. Today, a special treat as we get the chance to speak with Margaret Kimberly about her Freedom Rider column at BlackAgendaReport.com this week, Russiagate brings Black Caucus to a new low. Margaret, welcome back. We have missed you, and this is an excellent piece to bring you on about this Russiagate mess. Let's talk about that and the Congressional Black Caucus.
Yeah, the Russiagate is I hate the term nothing burger, but I'm going to use it anyway.
Yeah.
Because there's no evidence of any hacking of the election, anything that the Russian government did to swing the election to Donald Trump. This is, I call it the dog ate my homework for Democrats.
Yeah, right.
It's something Hillary, apparently election night, they talked about blaming Russia for her defeat. She also was vulnerable herself because as Secretary of State, she signed off on her husband's deal to provide a bulk of the country's uranium supplies to the Russian government. Bill Clinton got paid a cool $500,000 to give a speech. I'm sure he got more than that. Mm. This is all for the Clinton Foundation,
right.
The influence peddling slush fund,
right.
That whose business she was doing as Secretary of State, and that's why she had to have two different. She couldn't use the State Department server because she was commingling emails, but it's turned out to be nothing. There's nothing that they can use against Trump. The most they're going to find out is that Trump was crooked himself or had crooked friends, or that somebody like Manafort, who was his hired gun for governments around the world, that he did something crooked. That's all they've got.
Right.
So they have to keep finding something. And the latest thing they've set on is Facebook ads, which a grand total of $100,000. And I have more respect for Vladimir Putin than that. I'm sure he'd spend a couple mil anyway,
right,
if he's trying to bring down America.
Pocket change.
But,
I know.
Yes. Yeah, so there are these ads. They say they're all from Russia. I doubt it. I believe some of them are Eastern European. And most of them are clickbait. Glenn Ford had a good piece about it, are clickbait hustles. And people to sell stuff, they will have ads about a variety of things. But the New York Times will tell you that some ad that's allegedly of Russian origin, which, by the way, does not mean Russian government. There was an ad, something about puppies. And rather than say, we don't understand this, or this is, we're skeptical about this. Nope. They say that the Russians plant these ads, and then later on they're going to figure out how pictures of puppies can be used against America. They've said that some of the protests that emerged in the wake of Black Lives Matter were infiltrated by Russians. There is evidence some mysterious person or persons have impersonated other people online, but nobody knows who they were or what their goals were. I mean, this Blacktivist person, but Blacktivist is also selling t-shirts. So
right.
It's what I just said. So this person,
clickbait.
Yes.
Right.
So this person claims to have, he's going to hold a protest in Baltimore, but people in Baltimore don't know who he is. That doesn't make him a Russian. It makes him somebody who's trying to sell stuff.
Yeah, look at this old National Lampoon cover where there's a picture of a dog with a frightened expression on his face and a gun and a hand holding a gun to his head. And it's, you know, buy this magazine or we'll shoot this puppy. You know,
yeah.
It's that kind of thing. And, you know, you mentioned this, you know, blaming Black Lives Matter reactions, for example, on the Russians. This is actually, you know, you sound like George Wallace or Jesse Helms or something, that the communist
sure.
infiltrators are stirring up our niggers here, and that's what
yes.
all this is about.
Exactly. Outside agitators.
Great. Outside agitators was the big one.
Was the term. And so this is particularly insidious. The Times started by saying, there was evidence of election, and one of the biggest scandals, unaddressed scandals in America, is the way elections have been stolen. And it's stolen by Republicans. Right. They steal votes from black people to keep Democrats out of office.
That's right.
They've done it over and over again. And the Democratic Party, by the way, says nothing.
Nope.
So in North Carolina, there's evidence of there was efforts to tamper with votes. And the New York Times writes an article saying vote tampering in North Carolina, Russians, question mark. Well, of course, it's not Russians. And so this Facebook, this phony issue of Facebook and Twitter and Google is resulting in censorship.
Yeah.
Censorship primarily of the left. It has already begun.
Yep.
Google has started to demonetize videos on YouTube.
Yep.
That are of political nature that aren't even necessarily left, but just Democrat or progressive.
Yep.
They have started to change the search algorithms. Websites like Alternet, which is basically Democratic Party, they have lost half of the page views they used to get.
Wow.
It's impacted other websites. World Socialist website has similar huge drops.
Mm.
And this is all supposed to be to catch the Russians. So the Congressional Black Caucus, who are the worst, the biggest hacks in the Democratic Party, have now joined in. They had a meeting with Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook, and they're demanding that something be done about nothing at all.
Right.
And there's a Democratic senator named Mark Warner who's taken the lead on this, and mm-hmm. he went to Facebook headquarters several times demanding that they find something. Now, I believe Facebook dragged their feet because they knew it was BS,
mm-hmm.
but they have succumbed to political pressure, and they are demanding, the Democrats are taking the lead on what's going to be censorship.
Yeah.
Up until now, anybody with money could go online and pay for a Facebook ad,
right.
which is as it should be.
Right.
Now they are demanding that Facebook decide who can and can't have an ad. And that's going to be nothing but censorship.
Mm.
And for the Congressional Black Caucus to take the lead in this is particularly disgraceful, and that's why I was moved to write about it.
Yeah, it's in so many levels. This is so appalling and frightening. You've got, you refer to a good part of what's happening as the latest iteration of COINTELPRO, which, I mean, in some ways, it's even more extensive than COINTELPRO, because the nature of our communications mechanisms have changed, since then. We almost every communication we have now is mediated through some, Facebook or Twitter or, some device. But we spend less. I've seen even people sitting in a car next to each other, and each of them are looking at their phone instead of each other and communicating
right,
with somebody
true.
Else. So almost every communication is mediated. We've heard from Snowden and others that, not only is it mediated, but there's a copy of it's being dropped off in Langley or in some warehouse in Utah or whatever. In other words, being archived.
Right.
So we're being listened to. It's stored. They've got all these algorithms for searching massive amounts of data for the specific, needles in that haystack that they're looking for. And, COINTELPRO, they couldn't imagine having that kind of, control over or that much of a hand in things. And so now you have this going on, and you've got the CBC, who ought to be saying, uh-oh, we
yep.
know where this goes, joining in at the head of the chorus. I mean, Maxine Waters, for example, she's been horrible on this whole thing.
Yes, too. She has, and so have many others of them. So we have, for example, a couple of weeks ago, it was revealed that the FBI has come up with this new designation of a black identity extremist, which they created in the wake of the protests in Ferguson and other places. And this is something very dangerous. And if the Black Caucus wanted to do something, this is where they should be spending their time.
Yep.
And by the way, this designation began, it's being revealed while Trump is in office, but it began when Obama was still in office.
Mm-hmm.
So it tells you, if you didn't know already, how Barack Obama felt about any mass movement of black people.
Yeah, and also that means it was while James Comey was the FBI director, so the people that are, have canonized him all of a sudden as some kind of a saint, you need to understand who that guy is.
Exactly. Well, this is the man who, I'm glad you brought that up. Comey is a man who said the term mass incarceration is a misnomer. There's no mass incarceration in the U.S. He said that protest against police killings was having a chilling effect on the police. I actually hope that is correct. I wish it was.
Yeah.
And the police were being hampered in doing their work because of these protests. So I try to remind people the enemy of your enemy is not necessarily your friend. And that's definitely true of anybody who ever ran the FBI. Hmm. So we have these people who for many years did represent the interests of most black people, but they've been bought off like other politicians. Some of them were, like Cynthia McKinney, were drummed out of office by corporate interests, so they toe the line. But they do the business of the Democrats. And I was thinking there always used to be a small group of Democrats. Cynthia McKinney or Dennis Kucinich, who would, attempt to buck the system occasionally, and who would oppose their party's leadership. Now there's no one.
No one.
They got rid of all. They don't. Democrats can go to war. Democrats can do anything, and there's no one who ever speaks up.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about that group. Major Owen was another. There were people that regularly would listen to some of the worst pronouncements coming out of, say, the Democratic Speaker or the head of the Senate or their caucus, whatever, and challenge them on the floor even and in the media and say, that is no good. You sound like the bad guys over there. I can't be with that. Nobody does that anymore. They got rid of Cynthia. They got rid of Kucinich. Others term limited out or whatever. Right. And some of them died. Mysterious plane crashes and such, too. So, and now Washington... where do you look for in Washington for a champion now if you're opposed to, let's say, institutional racism in the form of the recolonization of Africa or attacking the FBI, on the record and with hearings and such over, this new designation of black activists, black identity extremists. Who champions that in Congress? And we saw those votes, 517 out of 535 to sanction three countries. There's like no, it's almost unanimous what's going on there.
Yeah, we have two right-wing parties. I used to say one, as I often do, quoting Glenn Ford, we said we have a far-right party and a center-right party. And Democrats are just right at this point.
Yeah, they're not so
This is really terrible. We have to look completely outside of the electoral system for any champions, for anyone who's remotely even progressive, not even really left. And so that's where we are right now. And for the Black Caucus to be leading the charge to, everybody calls Trump a fascist. This is fascism. For Facebook to be told they have to censor by politicians and for them to go along with it is pure fascism.
Hey, my dog is going a little wild here. One of the things, I've had these ongoing conversations with Luciana Bowen over the last weeks about the rise of fascism as a response. We've been discussing it as a response to the Russian Revolution, to radicalization of the working class throughout the more advanced capitalist countries, the U.S., Germany, U.K., etc. Looking closely at the genesis of fascism, and one of the facts that we stumbled upon together was the commonality of the origin of the fascists taking power, the point of origin, which was not riding a fervor of working class anger and, ultranationalism, but rather the appointment to power of both Mussolini and Hitler. In Mussolini's case, by King Victor Emmanuel III, who appointed him prime minister, And in the case of Adolf Hitler, of course, we had President Paul von Hindenburg appointing him chancellor. Hitler was appointed chancellor by President Paul von Hindenburg. In other words, institutional power placed these two fascists into office, not, a working class uprising or, some crazed nationalist fervor. Those things were operating in the background as they had, but institutional power decided, okay, these are the ones we're going to put in power now. And that's not what's happened here yet.
Well, yes, that's very interesting that you point that out. I had not thought about that. Actually, I didn't know a lot about Mussolini. The thing that I remembered most about Mussolini is that he started his political career as a socialist.
Yeah, but, that's right.
excuse me. But, fascism, in America, fascism has come to mean somebody I don't like. And it's just,
yeah, that's right. Yep.
And that's all it amounts to. Yeah. When people started calling Trump fascist, because many of his supporters are racist, but if you want to say that, just call them racist.
Right.
There was nothing fascistic about him. Our system is fascistic
right.
in the way
exactly.
that it operates.
Right.
As we've been talking about now, the silencing, the complete disappearance of any political opposition, of any dissidents. And Americans, of course, don't like to think they have dissidents, but the fact that the corporate media is going along with them, that the New York Times will actually repeat that a Facebook ad with puppies is going to be used to infiltrate somehow the American system. That is fascism.
Yeah.
And now they're using Trump as their excuse to perfect what they've been working on for years. So that yesterday, George W. Bush gave a speech and talked about white supremacy. And, and this is all to get Trump.
Right.
And it's not for any reason that's going to be helpful to black people.
Of course not.
Getting rid of him. There's still another former FBI director, Robert Mueller, is working on his investigation. They haven't announced anything yet. I think it's because they don't have anything.
Right.
They don't really have anything that's going to prove what they claimed they could prove. And they're going to prove that there were people who were corrupt, who were taking money, who were laundering money. They're going to prove that Trump's kids are stupid. And, the one son in an email, he says he'll meet with somebody who claims to have dirt on Hillary Clinton. But nobody asks, how would Russians have any dirt on Hillary Clinton?
Right.
It's because of her husband's own dirty deals that anybody in Russia would have any information about her.
Right.
So that's the situation now. Very sad and very dangerous situation with forces like the Congressional Black Caucus, who were once known as the caucus, the conscience of the Congress, as the most progressive members, and they have been crushed in that way. I remember Maxine Waters in Better Days when the U.S. government instigated a coup against President Aristide and kidnapped him. It was Maxine Waters who was very public in denouncing what the U.S. government had done. And now, all she does is, make cracks about Putin and Trump. And it's very, very sad to see.
Yeah. And Korea.
Yes. Putin invaded Korea. Yes. Yes. How can we forget?
The whole canard about, Russia, all this Russiagate thing really took off. I guess it was Marco Rubio who introduced it for the moment that he was a president, that he was a contender. Clinton really, her campaign started running with it and the media started running with it when the emails were being released, when various communications that showed all kinds of illegal activity by Clinton was released. And essentially the story became, and still it remains really, not what is the content of the emails and what illegal activities do these things display, but rather what's the source of them and what's their motivation. That's mm-hmm. the you know, which is not supposed to be. If you're sitting there, you know, assuming that politics has some relation to decision-making over public policy, I don't think anybody even conceives of it that way here in this country anymore. But, you know, assuming that that there's some element of that going on in the process, you know, looking at some communications, private communications being released of one of the candidates that displays, you know, serial, like RICO-style criminal activity, is definitely germane to the conversation of, well, what kind of public policy will this person conduct? And especially when the content of some of them is, you know, well, hey, all you rich guys, psst, I got to say all this stuff while I'm running, but I'm going to take care of you when we get in. We know the deal, right? I mean, that was part of what was revealed about Clinton. That is germane. Low on the list is like, oh, by the way, who put this in front of me and what's their motivation? I would just assume all the bad stuff I heard about candidate A came from candidate B. I know the motivation. They're trying to take down candidate A to win. Okay, now, what is the actual stuff? Let me look at that. And that was never the story.
Oh, no, no. Of course it was never the story. And it shows you, talk about collusion, the collusion between the corporate media and Hillary Clinton, in this case, and the Democratic Party. So no, it hasn't been treated the way the story by any logic, any ethics of how things are investigated. Of course not. Right. And so they're still doing her business. Yeah. I mean, she won't go away. Yeah. She says her statements are more, I mean, her stupid book, you know, What Happened, which I wouldn't even spend. I mean, I suppose I should read it just so I can, you know, denounce it with
authority. Right. Yeah.
But where she, you know, basically blames everybody except the Martians for her defeat. And it was Bernie Sanders. And I found it interesting. 1 week, Newsweek claims to prove that Bernie Sanders supporters are the ones who put Trump in office. Then lo and behold, the book comes out the following week. What a coincidence. Mm-hmm. So all her friends among the elite are beating this drum of Russia being at fault, or even people nominally on the left being at fault for her defeat. And the corporate media, she's interviewed all in American media. She's in apparently in the UK now. I mean, it's horrible that this woman is so destructive. And she might win anyway. I mean, even though she lost the presidency, it looks to me like she could end up winning anyhow with the ridiculous things her friends are saying. Samantha Power's husband, Cass Sunstein, who teaches at Harvard, he wrote some ridiculous article about Trump being now Trump is a Marxist.
Were told
he was a fascist. Now he's a Marxist. He and Vladimir Putin are Marxists, and they try to divide people. And Bernie Sanders is a Marxist, too, this Cass Sunstein says. So this is all the hand of Hillary and these people are determined. Talk about being determined to bring America down. They're the ones guilty of that.
Yeah, and down it's going too.
Yes,
you know, because people are marveling at what's been going on here from around the world. The thing that gets me when we're on the subject of who is the fascist. You know, some of the big things that, you know, I mentioned this other point that had completely eluded me also. I mean, you know, that Professor Montero and I and you and I and a half dozen other people and I have been talking about who's a fascist in the American election last year for almost the whole time. Tony first raised it. Well, if Donald Trump is a fascist, what is Hillary Clinton? Which sparked the whole, you know, a year's worth of conversations, really. But this thing that I just mentioned had eluded me even until the other day when Professor Bone had mentioned, which I knew but never processed, that Victor Emmanuel, the King Victor Emmanuel III, had appointed Mussolini into the position of prime minister. And then I was like, wait a minute, that's what happened with Hitler too? Wait a minute, that's not what happened. For everything else, Trump was not appointed by the power elite here. You can tell that. They've been carpet bombing him since he poked his head out from the rock he lived under. So you got that. The other thing that's indicative of fascism is its hostility to Marxism, to socialism. It arose as an alternative. It was basically the shield of the bourgeoisie against the, you know, workers rising up in a Marxist-style revolution like happened in Russia. And just to see Sunstein and Power, I mean, Power comes out of Clinton. She came yes. into, Bill Clinton appointed her into the government. The Hillary Clinton elevated her to, you know, the permanent representative and all of that. She's a Clintonite. And they're calling Trump a Marxist. And by the way, I don't know if you've ever seen these. I think actually I've seen one of these signs marking one of your articles, but with Trump, with the letters having a hammer and a sickle as like the M and a P or something.
Yeah. It's so stupid. It's but it's very, very dangerous. Yes, Trump was elected. Now I am opposed to the Electoral College, and I'm opposed to.
Right, me too.
As much as I hate her, Hillary Clinton is the one who ought to be president, as she won the popular vote.
Right.
But also, we don't know how much cheating went on in those states that flipped. And she right. may, in fact, have won the election. Mm. But the Democrats never say anything.
Right.
They want to be part of the permanent government more than anything. They're not even I don't even know what to call the Democrats. They don't operate the way a political party does. When Jill Stein tried to get votes counted in Michigan, for example, the judge said that she had no standing
right.
to call the election into question. But Hillary Clinton did.
Right.
And she could have stepped forward and said, I have standing to have these votes counted, but she didn't.
Yep.
And so we could have discovered that maybe she did win.
Yep.
But like a typical Democrat, I mean, talk about being fascist, that you won't even speak up for your people, that you stand by
yep.
the state,
yep.
by the system,
yep.
more than you do by your own people. So who is the fascist? I mean, as Tony said, if you know, then what does that make Hillary Clinton? Right. Well, it makes her a fascist.
That's right. Exactly. And, you know, I'm just seeing the face of Al Gore as he presided over that debacle in January of 2001, basically, you know, cutting his own throat in front of the world, just so he could cut the throat of everyone that supported him, and of John Kerry in 2004, talking about the 98 attorneys that he was ready to unleash that he never let out of the corral.
Mm. No, he did not, and they all these Democrats are to blame. They are the enemy. And instead of seeing them as some kind of saviors, some kind of, you know, these people keeping the barbarian Republicans from the gates, they work together. They talk about collusion. They collude with each other. And the people have no political representation in this country. And that is why one of my goals in life is to, I mean, the Democratic Party is dying anyway. It's not like I have a lot of work to do. But one of my goals in life is to see the Democratic Party disappear completely.
Yeah, to have your hand on that wooden stake as it goes through the heart. Margaret
yes.
Kimberly, thank you very much. It's a pleasure speaking with you. It's been too long, and we have
yes.
been discussing your piece, Freedom Rider column this week, Russiagate Brings Black Caucus to a New Low. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Don.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.